This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Enforcement Directorate is carrying out search operation related to ongoing investigation regarding chartered accountants linked to cybercrime network. Thousands of cybercrimes like phishing scams, QR code cheating, part-time job scam have been reported across the country. With the help of Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center and Financial Intelligence Unit, India, thousands of reported crime instances were analyzed in totality. It was found that crime money was being layered into 15,000 mule accounts and debit credit cards were obtained. Using these cards, money was remitted to top up virtual accounts on UAE-based PYYPL payment aggregator. Funds were used from PYYPL to buy cryptocurrency. It was found that the entire network was being run by shady chartered accountants. In Delhi's Bijwasan area, an enforcement directorate team was attacked while conducting raids in connection with the cybercrime case. National Investigation Agency NIA today conducted extensive searches at 22 locations across 6 states in the country as part of a crackdown on international human trafficking syndicate. This investigation has uncovered connections to cyber scam centers located in Myanmar and Laos. Numerous Indian nationals have been exploited and coerced into participating in fraudulent activities, including cryptocurrency scams and call center fraud under the human trafficking syndicate. In Jharkhand, JMM leader Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a swearing-in ceremony in Ranchi at 4 p.m. Elaborate arrangements have been made for the oath-taking ceremony. Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand for the fourth time. Besides Congress President Kharge, leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Delhi former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal are likely to attend the ceremony. Samajwadi Party leader and former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Akhilesh Yadav and senior RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will also attend the function. Chief Ministers of Meghalaya, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh are also likely to attend the function. All schools in Ranchi have been closed today to avoid traffic congestion. The 11th edition of Indian Coast Guard's National Maritime Search and Rescue Exercise and Workshop, SAREX-24, will be held in Kochi, Kerala today. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh will inaugurate the 2 days workshop. The theme of the workshop is enhancing search and rescue capabilities through regional collaboration. Defence Partnership Days will be organised from today in New Delhi to foster collaboration between armed forces and industry. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said the 2-day event is designed to bridge government and business stakeholders and to facilitate strategic engagements through a series of targeted business-to-government and business-to-business meetings. Centres taking all necessary steps to ensure expeditious supply of diammonium phosphate DAP fertilizer and resolve the local availability issues. In a statement, the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said it is coordinating with state governments, railways and fertilizer companies to resolve the situation. Despite global challenges, over 17 lakh tons of DAP were delivered to ports and distributed across states in October and November during the Rabi 2024-25 season. Additionally, nearly 6.5 lakh tons of domestic production were made available to states. The 55th International Film Festival of India has reached its final day, with this evening set to mark the grand conclusion of the event. The day will start with veteran filmmaker Ramesh Sippy addressing a session titled Youth and Cinema, Empowering Aspirants for a Creative Future. Later, Mr. Sippy will engage in a conversation with Mohit Soni on the topic Passion for Perfection, Ramesh Sippy's philosophy. Mika Bannad Hakki by Manohara K will be screened today under the Best Debut Director of an Indian Film. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has announced the nomination of retired American General Keith Kellogg as special envoy to Russia and Ukraine. In a statement, Mr. Trump said General Keith Kellogg will serve as assistant to the president and special envoy for Ukraine and Russia. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal will intensify into cyclonic storm Fengal during the next 12 hours. And that is the end of this news bulletin.